I can now.
Tear the problem in half. That was actually real. That struggle. You humans are so easy to beat.
This is CS50, and this is the start and the end of week 12. And you may recall that in week 0, this is the messaging with which we began, that it doesn't matter where you end up relative to your classmates, but where you today, and maybe just a few weeks from now, end up relative to yourself some weeks ago. And in fact, we do hope, after so many problem sets and so many hours and a couple of quizzes, and still with the final project, that you do feel particularly proud having come all the way from week 1, where this, perhaps, was the earliest of struggles, whether in the standard edition or the hacker edition thereof, and I would propose that at some point in your free time that you go back in C or PHP or JavaScript and see if you can't implement this far, far faster and more comfortably than you once upon a time did ago. Indeed, after this, recall you did cryptography, you did the game of 15, you did forensics challenges, you did the fastest spell checker that you could, you did CS50 finance, the CS50 mashup, and then now, ultimately, your own final project. And so today, we try to get closure and look at where we've come and where we're going, and just to reassure, too, that once all of the remaining training wheels come off, you pretty much have sufficiently many tools in your toolkit to now go off and do most anything in the world of programming. Certainly considering taking some higher level course can be of advantage, but realize too, even if this is the last CS course you take, realize that on macOS there's so many different tools that you can use independent of having to use something like the CS50 IDE. Nearly the same tools exist for Windows, for Linux, and more. And indeed, one of the goals in CS50 in using this fire hose of languages, C and PHP and SQL and JavaScript and HTML and CSS, is to really make sure that you don't exit this course thinking, I learned C, but rather that you learned how to program and that you understand a little something about computer science itself. In fact, even though we haven't looked at all of the following languages, it's fun now to enter this community of folks who find geeky humor funny. And even though some of the languages you're about to see might not be totally familiar, you'll at least get a few chuckles from at least one familiar language, JavaScript. This was a talk by a particularly well-versed programmer some time ago entitled WAT, and we thought we would give you a glimpse at how computer scientists tend to think, or at least talk.
No. All right, good. You guys know what WAT means?
WAT.
Exactly. Let's talk about Ruby. In Ruby, if you reference an undefined variable, of course it name errors, as you would expect. And if you try to assign B to A with them undefined, of course it name errors, as you would expect. And what happens if you try to assign A to A with A undefined?
Nil.
Correct. Nil. WAT. Let's talk about Ruby. Ruby, unlike some other dynamic languages, does not have bare words, so you cannot just type words in and have strings come out, unless you define a particular method missing that does the right thing. And then if you type bare words, suddenly Ruby supports bare words. And in fact, it will even support bare words with bangs in them. And this is not deserving of WAT. This is actually a result of how awesome Ruby is. But if you ever actually do this, then WAT. Let's talk about JavaScript. Does anyone know in JavaScript what array plus array is? Well, let me ask you this first. What should array plus array be?
Empty array,
I would also accept type error. That is not what array plus array is. Wrong. Wrong. Array plus array is empty string. Obviously, I think that's obvious to everyone. Now, what would array plus object be? This should obviously be type error because those are completely disparate types. Does anyone know what this is? No. Close. No. Far away. It's object. Right. Nicely done. Now, of course, because this is plus, so you can flip the operands and the same thing comes out. So if we do, what? No, that's just an object. If you do object plus array, you should get exactly the same thing, which, as you can see, you do. And finally, the only one of these that's actually true is, because, you know, you add arrays, you get empty string, that doesn't make sense. But an object plus an object is actually not a number, technically. So this one's actually right. And exactly, right? Like, what is even going on in this lab? I don't even understand what person with a brain in their head would think that any of this is a good idea. Okay. Enough making fun of languages that suck. Let's talk about JavaScript. If I say array.new 16, or just array 16, I get an array of 16 things, which it represents as 16 commas, which is obvious. And if I then join those with a string, then I get the string 16 times. This is actually the only line in this entire presentation that's reasonable. Now, if I take that string and then add a 1 to it, it interprets the 1 as, or casts the 1 to a string, and then we get wat 1 a bunch of times, fine. Does anyone know what will happen if I subtract 1 from the string? I'm assuming no one does. I'll give you a hint. Does this help? Does anyone know?
Yes.
Wet man. That's all I got. Thank you, guys.
Let's take a quick look at some of the things ahead for you. So the CS50 Hackathon is this epic all-nighter during which you and your classmates from Yale will dive into, and hopefully not begin, your final projects. The evening will begin at 7 p.m. First dinner will be roughly at 9 p.m. Second dinner will be at 1 a.m. And then for those still standing, breakfast will be served at IHOP around 5 a.m. You might see such scenes as this. As promised in week zero, this year we'll have not only food and dinner and candy, but also for the second time in history, vegetables. But around 3 or 4 a.m. scenes like this are not all that uncommon. Indeed, we see our fair share of pillows being brought to the hackathon, which is fine as well. And then the climax of the course is the so-called CS50 Fair. There's one both here and in New Haven a week after. The one at Harvard is Monday, December 7th. During the afternoon in Northwest Science, and upon arrival, you will check in and you will see such things as popcorn and balloons, and ultimately, as of last year, over 2,000 people coming to see your final project. Students, staff, and faculty from across campus and even off campus, and if it weren't enough incentive to come see you yourself, realize that your friends can be encouraged to come to see Asana and eBay and Facebook and Google and Microsoft and Palantir and Core and others, recruiters and alumni from these various companies to talk about life in the real world, opportunities both full-time and summertime in the actual industry. And if that weren't reason enough to come see you, your friends can be encouraged to enter the raffle whereby upon arrival, you as students will each be handed a bunch of smiley face stickers, and attendees like your friends will be handed a little raffle card upon arrival. And for every person they chat up, they will be handed by you a smiley face sticker, each of which represents an entry into a raffle with fabulous prizes, among them an Xbox, a Wii, and a whole bunch of other fun things, some of which we've seen here in class. So stay tuned for that. But ultimately, it's entirely about the accomplishments this semester and the expressions and excitement that you will stir in those attending, where you ultimately are wearing your very own this I took CS50 t-shirt like that here. So do encourage your friends to head to this URL here, which will send you to all details therefore. Meanwhile, if you're considering another look at computer science this spring or beyond, realize that this is the same handout, albeit updated since week zero, that we handed out And if you go to the middle of this booklet, there's copies in the transept outside, realize this shows you via arrows exactly what courses you can go off to explore this spring, next fall, summertime, and beyond. So do take a look at the chart therein to get a sense of things. And if you'd like to get involved in other capacities, do know, if you don't already, that the College Board, which you may have some not so fond memories of, is nonetheless just creating a new curriculum framework called AP Computer Science Principles. Some of you who might have taken or at least heard about an existing CS course at high schools called APCSA, which is a fairly mundane class that focuses way too much on the language Java and the mechanics thereof. APCS principles, meanwhile, will be more about ideas and more about problem solving. And toward this end, we, a bunch of our friends at UC Berkeley, at code.org, and a few other entities around the world are creating curricula that will satisfy APCS principles, which is to say that CS50 AP will be an AP equivalent that students in various high schools across the world can take starting this coming fall 2016. And if you'd like to get involved in secondary school education and involved in this outreach, do reach out to us there, whether you're a TF, a CA, or simply interested in education at large. And indeed, if you'd like to join CS50's own team, realize that as soon as term ends, we'll begin recruiting for teaching fellows, course assistants, as well as the many artists that make this course possible behind the scenes, creating its online assets, its in-person opportunities, and more. So if any of these roles here appeal, do let us know at this URL here. Now, in a little while, we'll adjourn to, just as we did in week zero, some cake. This time, it'll be downstairs in the pub, so head there later on. But I did just want to take a moment to recognize really what this cake here represents, or perhaps more canonically, what this here face-off represents. It has truly been an honor, honestly, to be partnering with our friends down the road in New Haven this semester. It's certainly been a strange thing, an unusual thing, dare say an unprecedented thing, for two colleges to be coming together, offering one course in the same on two different campuses and bringing these two student bodies together. But it's been such an honor to work with Andy, with Skaz, and with Jason in New Haven, and the entirety of our 44-person staff of teaching assistants and course assistants in New Haven, who for the first time in Yale's history were mostly themselves undergraduates. Indeed, until this year, fall 2015, Yale did not actually have a tradition or an allowance for undergraduates leading sections and serving as teaching fellows, much like we've enjoyed here within computer science at Harvard for some time. And so that alone has been an extraordinary opportunity for us to partner with them on that initiative and bring into the fold such leaders as Andy and other teachers there on campus. And allow me to draw special attention, too, to this fellow in the middle. Even though he now lives in New Haven, largely because we sent him there, this is all the result of Jason Hershorn having been a teaching fellow for CS50 for quite a few years here, graduated last year, Kirkland House, and ultimately, I think got a phone call from me at one point that pretty much reduced to, hey, would you mind moving to New Haven after graduation? This was all because we were trying to stand up this initiative, and we wanted to make sure that there was institutional knowledge down there in New Haven, because we were building something from scratch. And if Jason, if you could maybe just come on up awkwardly towards stage so we can at least all see Jason Hershorn in person. Come on. Surely, without Jason, Yale 50 would not have been possible. So our thanks to Jason Hershorn. And also, we have a huge staff that we won't draw personal attention to everyone here, but over 100 individuals here in New Haven who make this course possible. And you may just see your own teaching fellow on this list, whether here or in New Haven. And so if we could, a huge round of applause for the entirety of the teaching staff. And let me draw some special attention to a few of the folks here, especially Hannah and Maria and Davin and Rob, who as the course's heads make everything run here in Cambridge. Of course, Colton Ogden, who begins most of our lectures over there on music. Doug... Doug Lloyd, this is CS50 AP, who is leading our AP initiative. Dan Armendariz, who without whom we would not have a CS50 IDE this year. Lise, who makes everything possible behind the scenes, including running the lights as pictured here. And then last but not least, CS50's production team. Suffice it to say, it's CS50's production team that empowers so many of us to sleep in the afternoons and to engage with the course's material really asynchronously. And this is very much one of the design goals of the course. As you know, we enjoy right now an opportunity to allow simultaneous enrollment. We have an opportunity for students certainly to watch these courses' materials online, even in real time live right now. And this is entirely because of the production team team that you see or even don't see around you and behind you here. For instance, this was some footage shot by Jordan this past year just to speak to the sort of artistry that goes on behind the scenes. This, of course, is Foho in the Quad. And just to give you a look back at week zero, this was with the imagery with which we began the first week. That was from CS50's own Jordan, and also behind the scenes here today is Ramon and Ian and Scully and Dan Coffey, who heads CS50's production team, and truly, over the past several years, this is my ninth year involved with the course, really has Dan Coffey with the production team taken CS50 to another level. Not only do we shoot the course now in 4K, so to speak, this coming year we'll also be able to shoot it in 6K, as well as in virtual reality, partly because it's cool. Partly because it's cool, but also, as you know, we have a very sizable online community, folks who, for various reasons, could not travel to or could not attend a place like Harvard and Yale, and one of the goals pedagogically is to experiment with new forms of technology so that we can, through proxy and through you all, give online students around the world an opportunity to see and feel and hear what a place like Harvard or Yale feels like. So coming soon in fall 2016. And now to take it down a notch, this is about to be horrifying, but you might recall that most of the lecture videos this year, or every other, ends with a sort of seemingly strange clip from Seinfeld, inspired by some actual episode re-implemented by CS50's production team, who've been incredibly gracious and creative, and I thought I would show you one of the inspirations, a 30-second clip from an actual Seinfeld show that inspired one of this semester's, I'm told, favorite clips. So first, an actual clip from Seinfeld.
Come on, who's dancing? Want me to get it started? I'll get it started.
So we often talk about pushing students beyond their own comfort zones. I now am going to crawl up into a ball and sob as we play for you this re-implementation of this, thanks to CS50's production team. All right, who's dancing? Come on, who's dancing? You want me to get it started?
I'll get it started.
And now some special thanks for an alumna who is now doing her PhD just down the road here at Harvard, and who can most often be seen in this form in office hours, both in Cambridge and in New Haven. In fact, if we demand a big round of applause for CS50's own Zamyla. And now a word from CS50's staff in both locations who would like to offer some parting words of their own.
There is no other course in which everyone who works for the course is as excited to be there and like be involved in it as CS50. I don't know, it's like this really like important and special responsibility and like kind of an incredible experience, and I'm really glad I get to be a part of people's education.
CS50, in my opinion, is amazing. I love it. I loved it when I was taking the class, and I love it even more as a TA.
CFing is a lot of work, but it's really rewarding because you get to teach so much. You really get to know your students, you get to know the material yourself, and you get to just watch them become computer scientists.
My students are the highlight of my semester.
And this is CS50.
I've just never felt as much like a leader on campus as I have this semester.
This is one of the only opportunities on Yale's campus to really get invested in teaching.
It's really cool to see CS50 from the other side.
I was surprised at how excited all the students were.
It's also nice when like people like recover like a picture of Rick Astley and are like, who is that?
Yeah, I wanted to give back because I got a lot of support when I was a student.
All you need is enthusiasm and
a love of teaching or CS or any of the above, and you'll be able to do it.
All my students keep rickrolling me.
It's been so much fun to like teach about this thing that I like really love and think is a lot of fun, and like try to get other people excited about it as well. I'm Annalia Ernst, and this is CS50.
And now, you may recall that we began the semester talking ultimately about computational thinking and solving problems independent of actual programming languages, and we thought we'd see just to what extent this has sunk in by trying an exercise we didn't do in week 0, but we thought we'd try a couple of times here in week 12, for which I need a volunteer who's comfortable coming up here on stage. Come on up. What's your name? Yehunk, come on up this way. And if you have a sheet of paper from us or a blank sheet of paper of your own, go ahead and take that out at this point. Nice to meet you. All right, and Yehunk's goal here is going to be the following. I have here a drawing that only she is going to be able to see. Come on over here in the middle if you'd like. And let me give you a microphone here. And your goal here is going to be to describe in as precise detail as possible what you see, and these folks here, as the sort of computer implementers of this, need to draw exactly what you say. Okay. And then what I'll do is grab a few random samples from the audience, and we'll see just how precisely this worked out.
So I describe these?
You describe this. You tell your hundreds of classmates here exactly what to draw. Go.
Okay. So in the very middle of the piece of paper, there are two shapes. One on top of the other, but not touching, but like almost touching. So there is a circle on the top and a square on the bottom, and they're almost the same size. They're like kind of medium small. And within the circle, there are three squares. So there's a little square within a bigger square and within a bigger square. And within the square on the bottom, there are three circles. A little circle within a bigger circle within a bigger circle.
Got that? So why don't you, I'll go walk around, I'll grab a few, and if you want to recap for those who need a second pass.
Okay, so do you need me to like explain this again? Okay, all right, so in the middle of the sheet of paper, there are two shapes, and one is on top of the other, but they're roughly the same size. There is a medium small circle on top of a medium small square, okay? So like it's kind of like on top, like think about putting it like a snowman, but like with two different shapes instead of two circles. And then on the inside the circle, there is a small box inside of another small box inside of another small box. And inside of the square, there's a small circle inside of another small circle inside of another small circle. Did that make sense?
Yes.
A lot of pressure.
All right, I will be right back going through the audience here. Okay, very nice. Thank you. Okay, we've got to take that one. All right. That seems like a good random sample. Thank you. All right,
awesome.
So now, also?
Awesome.
No. Oh, awesome, okay. So awesome, stay right there. I'm gonna go ahead and reveal to you what some of your classmates here did. So here we have this one here. Okay, it sort of just keeps going and going. Here, a little different interpretation. Okay. Here. Let's see, getting closer, albeit smaller.
Oh, that was good.
Very nice. Though, I just had to grab this one. What was the actual answer? Let's take a look over here. What she was describing was this image here. So many of you up here in the ones I looked did get this right. Let's go ahead and let's call someone else up and see how easily or more with what level of difficulty they can do it. Thank you so much. How about one other volunteer a little farther back? Okay, saw this hand first. Come on up. What's your name? Oh, sorry?
Marcy.
Come on up. Nice to meet you. All right, here we have microphone for you. Let me get a drawing. And so if you want to just use the flip side of that sheet or some other sheet of paper, I'm going to go ahead and give Marcy a different one here. that only she can now see, that only she can see opaquely. Okay.
Okay.
Go.
Draw 16 little dots, all in a grid. So four rows of four dots each. And the dots are hollow, so they're like tiny little circles. Oh, there are five of them. Okay, it's five. So it's five rows of five dots. five rows of five dots, and then start on the top left corner. Okay, so five rows of five dots, and the dots are hollow, so they're like tiny little circles, actually. So they're like white on the inside. Okay, so five rows of five dots. And then you start from the top left dot, and then draw a line down to the next dot down. And then draw another line to the one to the right of that one. So that's two lines so far. And then draw a line down to the next one down. Okay, so that's three lines. Down, right, and then down. And then left, and then down. Okay, so recap. It's the first one is down. Okay, you're starting from the top left corner, and then down, and then right, and then down, and then left, and then down, and then right, and then right, and then left. Okay, so we're about halfway through.
You said right, then left.
Oh, whoops. Okay.
It's not easy.
Okay. Let's start over. Let's start over from the top left corner.
All right, one more pass.
Yeah. Okay, down, right, down, left, down, right, right, down, right, up, right, up, left, left, up, up, right, down, right, up. And you should be on the top right corner. Okay.
All right. And if you did that correctly, you should now have this on your sheet of paper. So let me come grab a couple. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I don't think you want that. Okay. Oh, love this. Thank you. Sorry to reach. Wow. Aww. Okay, we'll take just that one. All right. That's good. It's very good. All right, so let's see what we have here. So notice, try to make a mental imprint of this. Let me go back to the projection here, and this is pretty darn good here. Very nicely done. This one a little smaller, but I think that's on the right track as well. Very nicely done. Okay, this one, I feel like I shouldn't put this on the internet, so let me... Okay, this one has a phone number for some reason. Thank you. And then why don't we end with this one, and now thank you so much. We have time for one more example here. This time, how about on the left there, come on up. Yep, with your hands. Yep. All right, come on up. Come on up. This time, though, come on up. What's your name?
Daniel.
Yeah. This time, though, we're going to spice this up a little bit, and we're going to have you come over to the touch screen. So now, this time, I'm going to show all of you all the drawing, and on the honor system, you may not move your eyes ever so slightly up here to see what the actual image is. Okay. So you just keep... just straight ahead, and then you're going to draw on this screen what your classmates described to you, and I'll try to summarize verbally so it's loud enough. All right, so on our system here, look straight ahead only, and you all, step by step, not unlike the peanut butter and jelly example, let's try to describe this. First instruction, please.
Draw a big circle.
All right, I'm going to undo.
Draw a stick figure without arms.
I heard draw a stick figure without arms. Yeah. Okay. All right, second instruction.
Left arm on hip.
Left arm on hip. Angular. Okay, we have to, let me give you the eraser. Let's erase. Okay, again. Pointy elbow. Pointy elbow.
Slightly acute elbow.
Slightly acute elbow. All right, what else? Third instruction? Now rotate the...
Rotate it
90 degrees. What? Right arm is a V. Right arm is a V. Nice. All right, and last step. Last step. A line away from the head. No, top left. Yeah. -45 degree angle. Up, no. Yeah. No. From the top left of his head. Not connected to his head. Yes. That's good, that's good, that's good, that's good.
Right high.
Right high. Higher.
At the end of the line.
Right.
Yes.
Lowercase I. I heard lowercase. That was amazing. Thank you. All right. So we have time for just one more exercise. You might recall the following theme music, which realize we've taken some liberties with the rules of the following game, because in Problem Set 8 we asked you a bunch of questions that were essentially in the form of Jeopardy, and only after Piece Set 8 did we decide, well, maybe it would actually be a little more fun to play something else instead. So, for this, we're going to need four members of the teaching staff, and four students. How about one, two? How about three, four? Come on down. Come on down. All right. We're also going to need... We're also going to need one student, if the staff would like to go here at left, students over here at right. We need someone who's really good at arithmetic under pressure.
Oh my God.
Okay, right here, being volunteered by Daniel, come on up. So you'll use the touchscreen here. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael, come on up. So we'll give you instructions in just a moment. But if you want to just write staff on the right and students on the left for scorekeeping, let me go ahead and let each of you introduce yourselves to your class on this last day.
I'm James. I'm a freshman.
Hi, I'm A.E. Ron.
I'm Maya.
I'm Catherine.
And now the teaching staff.
I'm Jack.
Abby.
Hi, I'm Tim.
Maria.
So, we have in advance come up with a number of questions, some of whose answers we kind of made up, but others of whose answers are based on actual statistics from your own submissions of Problem Set 8 and other problem sets. So in general, each of these answers will have surveyed, let's say, 100 people. We will put the top 4 or 5 or 6 answers on the board, each of which has a score associated with it. What we're going to do is tweak the rules a little bit, so rather than give control to one team or another, we're simply going to use these Staples easy buttons.
That was easy.
To allow each team to buzz in the quickest, and whoever guesses, hits the button first and gets a question right will potentially get that many points. We'll keep going, and then whichever team finishes the board will get all of the points tallied thus far. So what you'll want to do is tally the points as we go for each question answered right, And then once the round ends, you're going to put the total either here or over here.
Wait, so I tally it in my head?
Or on the screen in front of everyone. Yes. Or on your phone. Which is back there, apparently. All right, so we'll walk you through this. No need to do anything just yet. The first thing the students and the staff need to do is hit their respective buttons the fastest after I start reading the question and you want to propose an answer. Make sense? All right, here we go. Name a function declared in standard IO.h.
That was easy.
Staff.
Printf.
Show us printf. Very nice.
That's a good answer.
So if you want, just write down 68 or keep track in your mind of 68. Now we're going to move on. As soon as I'm going to read the question again, you may not buzz in until after I've repeated the question. Name a function declared in standard IO.h. Same question.
What is sprintf?
Okay, what is sprintf? Show us sprintf. No. I'll read it again. A function declared in standard IO.h.
Scanf.
Scanf, show us. Two strikes. Once more, a function declared in standard IO.h. Students?
F open.
Very nice. I'll just keep repeating the question. A function declared in standard IO.h. Staff.
F close.
Good job. Nice. We have two answers left on the board, number 2 and number 5 for this round. A function declared in standard IO.h. Students.
F read.
Show us F read. Very nice. Whoever now, whichever team answers the fifth and last answer gets all the points. So you should be adding all these numbers up, and whoever gets this gets that total. Is there a mistake? There is no number 6. No number 6. Unimplemented. Name a function declared in standard IO staff.
That was easy. F right.
Show us F right.
That explains so much.
Let's try once more. Name a function declared in standard IO.h. Tim.
F seek.
About one more try. Name a function declared in standard IO.h.
F get C.
So no one gets the points. Colton, want to show us what number 5 was? Okay, malloc is not in standard IO.h. Jason Hirshhorn, everybody. All right, let's move on to the second question. First person to buzz in here. To this question, a program that you use while programming. Staff.
Clang.
Very nice. Number 2 answer. Again, name a program you use while programming. No, just
that
here.
Was easy.
Students.
GDB.
So at this point, 38 would be the total, but no one's gotten any points yet. All right, name a program you use while programming.
That was easy. Valgrind.
Oh.
Also
all right, name a program you use while programming. Students.
That was easy. PHP.
Try it. Name a program you use while programming, staff.
Facebook.
Show us Facebook. We have top 6 answers on the board, 3 to go. Name a program you use while programming.
That was easy.
Staff?
Google.
Bruh. All right. Boo! All right, name 2 answers left. Name a program you use while programming.
CS50 Discuss.
CS50 Discuss. One more try. A program you use while programming. I heard students. Students?
CS50 IDE.
CS50 IDE. And last one, a program you use while programming?
That was
Is check 50?
Check 50. No, let's reveal the answer. Number six was Spotify. All right, I think we have time for just one or two more. Complete the following sentence. No points for either team still. It's 0-0. Winner take all soon. Good job. Complete the following sentence. I'm never gonna. Staff?
Give you up.
Give you up. Nice. Student?
Let you down.
I'm never gonna.
Run around and desert you.
Run around desert, okay. Students.
Never gonna make you cry.
Make you cry.
Say goodbye.
Staff.
Say goodbye.
I can't believe this is the question. You're all getting them right. Say goodbye. Yep. And the last one. Students.
Hurt you.
Tell a lie and hurt you. Students get 100 points. That is it for CS50. Cake is now served.
Are you crazy? What do you think you're doing?
I'm trying to get into the elevator.
What are you talking about? You didn't see me waiting here?
I didn't see you waiting, man.
If you didn't see me waiting, then why'd you put your card in like that?
Because that's how I get into the elevator.
Classic production. All your camera stuff just getting in everyone's way.
Get out. I need to go.